technically a measuring stick. Sometimes you get a central division leader in here. Do you value these? At this time, do you value games against a team like this a little more than you would teams that are, you know, not in that position?
I don't know. It's every game you play to win it, and as you said, it is a tough game to lead to win, or tough league to win in. But you have to take advantage of teams, and that's a really good team out there. But you know, they're probably missing their two top defensemen, and Morrissey and Bufflin, and Lowry's out, so they've got some injuries, and you got to take advantage of that. And you know, you don't want to see guys out, but they're a little shorthanded, and I thought we jumped on them early. And dictated a lot of the play of the game for the most part till the very end. But it was a pretty solid game for us. And it's good to, you know, when you get home and actually have a couple days where you're just not playing, you know, game, off game. We had a couple day break there and got our legs under us a little bit. And, you know, if it weren't for a couple unfortunate breaks for us, on the first one, McDonough loses an edge, and we give up the odd man rush, and then we also what happened in the second one. So overall, though, it was a heck of a team effort.
Now you don't ask the Paquette line to score a ton. They don't score a ton, but when they have a game like this, regardless of their points, the way they're forechecking on the first of the puck, how much can that make a difference for you guys, are playing in the spring?
Well, I think it was a lot of guys tonight. You know, Stammered gone, I think, 6 or 7 or whatever it was without one, and you know, Gordo chipped one in, and then you know, Seti and Ernie and the power play, you know, got a couple. So there was a lot of, you know, guys got going on in this game tonight. And you know how it is. It's, you know, we're obviously not in the playoffs right now, but you get confidence and depth scoring. It can nothing but, you know, help you know, come the spring.
What have you seen out of?
I should have moved.
Yeah.
I think if I.
You're too slow.
So who's getting me here? Oh, hi, Diana.
Hi. What have you seen out of Ernie, just as the way he's developed this year, overall, into the kind of complete player we're seeing right now?
I think confidence is I don't know if confidence is the word. Maybe familiarity a little bit more with the league. He's you got to learn this league, and you have to learn who you're playing against, and you know, when you're not getting, you know, the 20 minutes ice time a night, you know, it takes a little bit longer, and you got to find your way. But he's tonight they were humming all of those guys, other than putting the puck in the net, they were a physical presence, and you know, they took penalties, but they drew penalties, and when things like that are going on, they're pretty involved in the game, and you know, Adam was one of those guys.
Sometimes we can forget that Joseph's first year in the NHL, I mean, the way he's kind of come on this year, injured middle part of the year, but how much have you seen him kind of look like he's getting back to where he was before with some of the
skating? Well, pretty explosive skater, and I think there was a little stretch there where he wasn't having an impact on the game because in that way, because he wasn't using his legs, and the last couple, especially tonight, pucks have been put into space for him. He's first there, and you know, a little bit of attack the net mentality, made a really nice play to earn in the goal, and it's just when they're skating like that, they can be effective. Go ahead. Yeah.
When you talk about players having to learn the league, I'm curious, what have you learned in this league over the past few years?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, last question.
That's okay. That's a really long answer, too. It could be. I'm no different than a player, and in the sense that I'm not on the ice all the time, but you know, kind of directing traffic out there a little bit, and just it's myself learning the league and who you're up against and matchups, and you have to learn, you know, the way other coaches coach and run their benches, and I'm still learning, and you know, every year you try and take some things that you would continue to do, and you take some things that you wouldn't do, and you just keep growing, and that's what I've tried to do as a coach, and you know, no different than what a player should do when he gets in the league, and you just got to continue to find ways to get better. And you know, the one thing about this league, there's so many good coaches. Like, you're on your toes every night because you don't want to be left behind, and it's extremely challenging, but a lot of fun.
Noon here tomorrow.